This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are initial public offerings that go gangbusters that we all wish we'd had a slice of. Facebook, despite some early stumbles, is one of those. There are IPOs that don't go so well. Uber, anyone? And there are IPOs that never were. In that last category is a company called William Morris Endeavor, best known probably as a talent agency, but deep in the content business as well. But when it tried to go public last fall, Wall Street took a very public pass. Richard Rushfield wrote in Vanity Fair about WME's IPO and its main character, Ari Emanuel. Richard, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I think we probably ought to start with the dramatis personae of this whole thing and Ari Emanuel. Who is he and why is he?
Ari Emanuel is this character who, from nothing, built this kind of mega agency to be the first agency to challenge CAA. He has a brother who was the White House chief of staff at a congressman.
Yeah. And a brother, another brother who's a doctor, right?
Another brother who,
yep, Zeke Emanuel.
Who led the reform of healthcare.
Yeah.
Under the Obama administration, and he was the subject of one of the more famous portrayals of Hollywood, played by Jeremy Piven on Entourage was based on him,
which was great. It was, and I think if you've seen that, you sort of it resonates with you. Okay, so he builds William Morris Endeavor, and to the point of this piece, tries to take it public. It fails spectacularly. Why? Because on the face of it, it's an interesting sort of promising business model.
The problem with taking an agency public is that what they say about agencies is you're in a business where your assets go home every night. It's your business based on relationships, and it's very hard to monetize and put a value on relationships. So what Ari did was he built this sort of conglomerate around those relationships. They went on this buying spree and they bought a rodeo. They bought a fashion agency. They bought they bought Ultimate Fighting. They bought all these other businesses.
Actual businesses as opposed to relational things, right?
Yes, real life businesses that would create this sort of synergistic world with their clients. He calls it a 21st century media company.
Wall Street calls it, I don't think so, right? Because he lines up Goldman Sachs, tries to go public, and literally hours before, it evaporates.
Exactly. To the critics, people say, you can add on whatever you want. You're still an agency. Yeah. And also, you built up massive debt buying all these things. To them, they say they came in at possibly the worst time to be doing an IPO, just 2 weeks after the WeWork meltdown, days after Peloton. So they say when these things happen, the appetite on Wall Street for these sort of newfangled IPOs just evaporated.
And also, as you point out, Wall Street isn't and wasn't really sure what to make of this company.
At its core was an agency built on relationships with its client, but they had all these other arms to it that they had built on that they describe as a counterweight to the studios and the consolidation you've seen in the streaming wars, that they would become an alternate player that has, as I say, rodeos, has fashion, has all these other arms to it.
Two things on the way out. Number one, the schadenfreude in this town about Ari Emanuel maybe meeting his comeuppance?
Hollywood is a town that runs on gloating on other people's failures. And Ari has been such a high-flying, outspoken figure who's just done things so completely different from how everyone else has done them. There's no small amount of chuckling and glee about his comeuppance here.
Do you think then that this episode, taking the Ari Emanuel personality out of it, has this episode scared other companies like this, the CAAs, from perhaps trying to access the capital markets?
I think if Endeavor had been successful and launched their IPO, you would have seen CAA go that way. You would have seen other agencies try to go that way. Getting an IPO out of an agency was sort of the great last frontier that Ari hoped to achieve, and no one's gotten there yet as of now.
Richard Rushfield writing in Vanity Fair about Ari Emanuel, WME, and the great Hollywood IPO that wasn't. He is, in his day job, the editor-in-chief of The Ankler. That's a Hollywood newsletter. Richard, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.